Black Friday traditionally kicks off the holiday shopping season. This year, the online shopping trend could get stronger as many brick-and-mortar retailers close this year, like the Limited, Sears, the Andersons, H.H. Gregg, and several others. Here to talk to me about holiday shopping 2017 is Ohio University marketing professor Colin Gabler. He joins me via Skype.
Thanks for having me.
So Black Friday is no longer like this one-day huge event, right? We've got many more days like Gray Thursday on Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday.
You know, we have also Super Saturday. So I think in some sense, retailers are sort of trying to extend the whole holiday shopping season. It's as if, you know, Christmas is the stake in the ground. And so that can't really change. But if you can push it or pull it forward, you can extend that shopping season and hopefully increase revenue for all of your products.
Where does Black Friday then stand among all the other days? Is it doing the number one business?
Well, people still like to shop on Black Friday, and that is typically it's people that actually enjoy the shopping experience. And so you mentioned online earlier, and so there's always going to be that certain type of customer that enjoys the hunt, enjoys the chase, who maps out with their family the night before, you know, all the routes, all the best bargains.
So what do you see as the outlook for this year's holiday season then? Will there be more people shopping, spending more money?
You know, that's a really good question. I've been sort of researching and looking into that. And there is, you know, lots of consumer surveys who the consumers are saying, I'm going to spend a little more. There's some where consumers are saying they're going to spend a little less. I think, you know, we're still in that post-recession era. And, you know, everything is still framed around that. And people in general, I think, want to save a little bit more, not get that huge January credit card bill. But if you look since 2010, our spending, holiday spending especially, has ticked up a couple percentage points every year. I think one of the interesting things we'll see this year is that the spending may come not necessarily on stuff, you know, merchandise, but more in those experiences, you know, where a group of friends will say, we all don't need to trade sweaters at Christmas, let's go out to dinner. Or, you know, people will take a vacation. So I think we will see overall spending go up, not maybe for retailers, but I'm thinking the hotels, airlines, restaurants, those are the types of places that are going to see some real increases this season.
Have you looked in particular for Ohio and Central Ohio?
A little bit. You know, that's one of the things that has really helped the holiday spending in Ohio has been that unemployment rate has been very low. You know, it's been around 5% for several years now after, you know, hitting 10% during the recession. You know, just over the last few months, though, it started to creep up just a little bit. And more than that, underemployment rates are just slightly on the rise. And so I think, you know, that means that folks maybe have jobs, but not the highest paying jobs that they feel they could have. And so historically, I think this means people will still shop and they'll still buy stuff, but they might adjust their budgets a little bit.
Online shopping has become so huge in recent years. Do you think this year also it could push up because of the more bricks and mortars that have closed?
I definitely do. It's really fascinating, the online shopping industry. If you look the last several years, online shopping has been gaining a little bit every year into that overall chunk of consumer spending. And that's going to continue this year. You know, you mentioned Ohio and Central Ohio. I live in Athens, Ohio, and so I really don't have access to a lot of brick and mortar retail outlets or the name brands. And so that accessibility is absolutely huge for me. And so online shopping then becomes a primary way to buy things, especially around the holidays.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Ohio University marketing professor Colin Gabler about holiday shopping 2017. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot and happy shopping.